on the line, Tom McDonald, no happier man in the universe.
She's like, too many saints.
Tom, how are you today?
I'm great.
Yeah.
It's a great Friday today.
See? There's no happier Friday.
Well, for teachers, this is a great Friday.
Maybe next Friday.
You got graduation tonight, right, Tom?
Well, I'm not graduating, but the students are, yes. Graduation tonight, McGill Toolin at the Mitchell Center. Uh-huh. And then we have exams next week for the underclassmen. And then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, good.
Wow.
So you had a bit of sports news. You want to break that now or tease that till the end of the segment?
Well, no, I can do it real quick right now. Two things. One, McGill Toolin football played their spring game at Gulf Shores last night.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I have not heard how that went, so I can't. I have no result on that. But just a shameless plug for Franciscan, my alma mater, and my wife's alma mater, and Todd's alma mater, and our multiple children's alma mater. They will be playing starting tomorrow through the weekend in the Division III Ultimate Frisbee National Championship Tournament.
Yeah.
In Waukegan, Illinois, and my son, JP, is on the team. They are the 10 seed out of 16 teams, and they won it back in 2015. So they're trying to get their second national championship. They've gone undefeated this season, 24-0.
Now, it seems like it's sport, Tom, for a family like yours that wants to save on, you know, equipment and stuff. There's no ice skates to buy like hockey. Here's a 3-pack of Frisbees from Walmart. Excuse me.
First of all, you have to make sure that it really is an ultimate disc, 175 grams.
Here we come.
You're right. They're not that expensive. They're about $15. But don't just think that you can go to Walmart and get any Frisbee.
The 3-pack.
You can't just catch a Frisbee ring tossed off a Mardi Gras float and use that.
Here we go. Go long.
Exactly.
I played Ulti. So.
Oh, boy. Oh, I should have known this was a sport of yours.
Yes. It's an awesome sport.
Oh, okay. Moving right along. Congratulations on Franciscan University. Okay, the Sheep Detectives. This trailer was super cute, and it might even inspire me to actually watch a movie. It was
in the theater,
and it was clever. It was funny,
and it's only rated PG.
Oh, well, it's got all.
I mean,
the elements
how do you find a movie nowadays that's only rated PG, Tom?
Yeah, it's tough. And I'll tell you, Caroline and I went and saw this, and Ellen, Caroline's first comment when we came out was, she said, I think this is a movie Ellen might actually enjoy.
So, see? She knows me.
Yep. So, and she said, it's because the sheep are like dogs.
Okay.
I'm like, yes, that's right. But yeah, the movie The Sheep Detectives is a combo of, it's live action. It's, you know, with human actors, but it's also got the sheep, the flock of sheep are obviously CGI, but you know, the effects are so good now that it's, they look real, you know, but they talked and all that, but it's all very natural and real looking. But this movie is, the premise is that, Hugh Jackman plays, Shepherd, who reads detective novels to his sheep every night to calm them down before they go to sleep. So he assumes, like, he knows they can't understand him, but he just, like, there's something soothing about his voice that calms them. But there is there's an incident where he is found dead. Hugh Jackman Shepherd is found dead. And an investigation begins as to whether did he just have a heart attack or something, or did some funny business go on? And so while the bumbling police detective of the local village tries to sort things out, the sheep, it turns out, did understand all the detective novels, and they use all of the tools they learn from listening to these stories to try to solve the crime themselves. So, I mean, it's a silly sounding premise, of course, but this movie has surprising depth to it. It First of all, it's an all-star cast. It's got, like I said, Hugh Jackman, who's only in it briefly, you know, as the victim. But the Emma Thompson's in it. Nicholas Braun, who was a great, great character in the HBO series Succession. So playing a very different kind of character here. He's the police detective. But the voice cast as well features people like Patrick Stewart, Bryan Cranston, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, just a lot of great actors involved in this movie. And it's, I was reading, what I thought, how do I describe this? One critic put it perfectly. He said, it's Babe meets Knives Out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's the perfect way to describe this. It's much like the movie Babe. It is focused on animals who talk to each other, and the humans don't know that they talk. They just treat them as animals. But it, like Babe, it is not, there's not a lot of action. It's not a movie with, you know, crude scatological humor or vulgarities and silliness like that, slapstick. It's not really, I mean, there's a tiny bit of that, but that's really not the kind of movie it is. It is a slower paced movie. It is a thoughtful movie with deeper themes, and it really, it's not a long movie, but it's, you know, it's, I think is in our age of kids not having attention spans, this movie I think is good for a child's attention span if they have to really sit and focus on it, because they have to follow the plot, they have to follow the clues and kind of keep things in mind and see where it's going. And they also have to follow these relationships between these different sheep and these human beings, and some deeper themes that come up. There's, you know, death is a prominent theme in this movie. And not just talking about the initial murder victim, but just throughout the movie, death kind of rolls around again and in an unexpected way. And it's, the film doesn't shy away from this. It takes that theme on and talks about it in a way that is geared towards helping children understand the concept of death and dealing with loss. And I thought, you know, this is surprising for a children's movie to do something like this. But then I got to thinking about it and I thought, you know, really kids' movies used to do this frequently and do it well. And those are movies that stick with people. I'm thinking like Old Yeller or Bambi, movies like that. And more recently, they've shied away from any kind of deeper themes. And then we end up with idiocy like these stupid Minions movies and things like that, where it's all slapstick and no depth. Mm-hmm. So this is a real throwback film in that sense. It's well-paced, it's well-written, it's thoughtful, deeper themes. There's a coherent plot, developed characters. And it's equally, and it hits that sweet spot that so few films do, which is equally entertaining, engaging for kids as it is for adults. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to pull off, and it really doesn't. Now, I would say for the very youngest of kids, this is probably not going to be a good choice, because there are a couple scenes that are kind of scary. So it might be a little disturbing for very young children. Also, because it's somewhat not action oriented, a little more slow moving, might lose the interest of very small children. But I would say, you know, your elementary school on up, preschool, probably not, but elementary school on up is who this would be appropriate for. But it's a really thinking movie. And it also takes on themes of acceptance of people who are different being kind of ostracized for superficial reasons. And it just, you know, at the end, Caroline, we came out of the movie, she was in tears. She's like, I can't believe I'm crying about a sheep movie.
Todd better bring the hanky.
But I will say, there's a character, there's a supporting character who's a priest, and the church kind of figures into the film in just a small way. but it's handled respectfully and it's handled with humor. And there's a couple of, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a couple of great lines about the church. As I'll just set it up, as three of the sheep are walking into town, two of them have never left the pasture, so they don't know what anything is. And there's one who's been in town before. So he's trying to explain things to the other sheep. But of course, sheep are stupid. So that's the comedy of it. And they ask about this one building, which is the church. And so as the experienced sheep explains what the church is and what happens in there, it's very funny characterization. So, and I won't give it away, but that's a great line in the film. But we just thoroughly enjoyed it. It's got a 94% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes, 96% audience. Good family movie, Sheep Detectives.
Wow.
Awesome.
I originally saw the trailer and of course, immediately I'm like, Hugh Jackman, what is going on here? And I thought, you know, wow, is his career taking a turn?
I feel like he could choose any movie he wants.
Yeah. But sometimes you're like, uh-oh, somebody needs to pay the mortgage, you know. But then when I really watched it, I was like, this looks so delightful. Mm-hmm. Like, it really looks very pleasant. I think it's going to have a nice run, don't you think, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know. We, you know, it's been out for a week, and when we went to see it, now granted it was in the late afternoon, there were a total of 5 people, including us, in the theater. So, you know, we'll see. But it's an Amazon-produced film, so I imagine it's going to show up on Amazon sooner rather than later. So you can look for it there if you don't get to the theater to see it.
Well, okay. A positive one starting this summer season, as we say.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Did you have any other...
Yeah, and just...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, just real quick, a second thing to recommend is this week on Netflix, a documentary premiered about comedian Martin Short, and it's called, obviously enough, it's called Marty, Life is Short. it's produced by and directed by his lifelong friend, Lawrence Kasdan, who is a big Hollywood figure. He wrote the screenplay and direct... he was involved with I think Return of the Jedi and a couple of the Indiana Jones films. But he's a longtime Hollywood figure. And he makes this as, and does all the interviews. So Martin Short really opens up to him because they're such good friends as he interviews him. But this movie about, or this documentary about Martin Short, it's amazing how many home videos he from his childhood, even, or audio from his childhood, home movies he's made throughout his life at his home with his friends. So it's very real. It's very natural. You see a lot of footage of him just being goofy and filming at his house when he's got other big celebrity friends over for dinner and just their families hanging out. And it's really endearing. I mean, what's remarkable about it is Martin Short is just relentlessly joyful and positive. And full of energy, and his life has been full of tragedy. I mean, full of loss. One person after another, his parents, his older brother, his wife, and most recently his daughter, just one loss after another. And the fact that he has remained upbeat and joyful in the face of all this is really a testament to his character. And it really, you come away with it really thinking very highly of him as a human being. Now, granted, his friends made this, so they're going to make it positive, but he doesn't shy away from the fact that for his career has been very uneven, and he had a long stretch of nothing but failure. And he's very philosophical about that. Like, he embraces that. Yeah, most of what I've done has failed, and he's okay with that. So it really, I just really enjoyed this documentary about Martin Short. It really it makes you like him even more. And if you didn't like him, well, maybe you probably will after you watch this.
Mm-hmm. Age Netflix. Appropriateness?
Oh, I would say, it's for adults. You know, mm-hmm. Kids wouldn't have any interest in it, I wouldn't think. So, yeah, but adults, there's nothing really inappropriate in it. But it wouldn't be of interest to kids.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Tom McDonald, you go march into the classroom with a smile on your face. Hand off that finals. Yeah. Go to graduation. Good. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Thanks.